Three Counties Radio on a Friday night. The Carnage of Band on a mic has happened, and we've whisked into the studio 2 meters apart. Hiya, guys. You're right.
Hello.
It's quite amazing as that goes past, isn't it? And we get you in. And thank you for coming. And I have to say, tonight, the support on the text is phenomenal for you guys. Two meters apart, loving them with my Diet Coke and brownies. Pure genius they are. Ryan Mills there. 2 meters apart, Rule from Dennis, Chelsea, Reese, and Sharon. I'm actually in love with Neil from 2 weeks Apart. I love 2 weeks Apart. They're absolutely amazing. So ridiculously talented. Have you been sending all these in, guys?
No.
They're better than City Walk, whatever that means. They're terrific and deserve to be global. We love them. They're the tops. Awesome. National recognition beckons. The video for 2 weeks Apart. The song Rules. Looking forward to hearing them on the show. Can't wait for 2 weeks Apart. I love them. Great music to start a Friday night. The list goes on and on. Guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, everyone.
I think they like you. I think they like you a lot out there. So introduce yourselves. Who's in the band?
I'm John. I play lead guitar and do vocals as well.
Hello, John. And next to John is...
Neil, and I'm lead vocalist.
Neil on lead vox. And...
And I'm Steve, and I'm rhythm guitar.
Are we missing anyone, or is it just the three of you?
No,
just
it's
three.
Technically the three of us. We do have other members when we do full band shows, mm-hmm. but technically the three of us, yeah.
Neil, text question in for you. You have a great voice. What is your opinion on CBC?
Oh, well, CBC...
What does that mean? Is this CBC in trouble?
It's a game called Crossbar Challenge from... And we play on FIFA, and it's... I know who's texted that in, and thank you for that.
Right, so the text is very active tonight. 81333. Thanks for all the texts coming in. So, guys, where have you come from?
Around the place.
St Albans.
St Albans.
Yes,
St Albans is...
That's our base.
It's home for you guys. Yeah. How long have you been together for?
Since late 2010, officially.
So not long at all.
Not really, no.
About a yearish then.
Yeah. Before that, I knew Steve. Before that, I knew Steve from about sort of 7 or 8 years ago before we...
Yeah, we go back a little bit, but officially as a band, yeah, since about 2010.
Who had the idea? Let's put this band together then. Who's the brains?
I'm gonna go. I'll take the recognition for that.
It's
one.
Me.
It's
yeah.
Steve.
That also means I get the blame if anything goes wrong.
True.
So
is it true that at one point you didn't have a singer?
That is very true, yes.
And how did you fix that? Was that
Me and John were writing music together for quite a while and then decided, okay, well, neither of us wanna sing, so we better sort of find a way around it. But we found Neil, because I was sort of moonlighting in another band.
Right.
And Neil was the singer for that band, so I thought I'd ask him, and that sort of... Yeah, we borrowed him, and then became our sort of main priority, so here we are.
Simple as that. So what's out there for you guys? You know, what can we listen to?
We've got loads of stuff out there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of stuff on YouTube.
Our EP's out on all good download retailers now. We've got a second single, actually, Saving Face, coming out on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
The video for it is up live on our website now, all over the place.
So it's 2beatsapart.com.
Yeah.
And you can check everything out there. Everything's got links to...
Stevie. I have to be as personal as that.
It's going to be bad, isn't it?
Who's Jess?
Which one?
I could put my foot really bad in it here.
Well, they think you're a legend.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Jess. I appreciate that.
So, you've got some good news about a festival you might be... You've been headlining and...
The Phil Festival?
Yes.
No, we did that. We did that for a couple of years in a row back in the day, and it's because it's a local thing. It's something that we always try and sort of keep. We like the local things, and anything local we try and stick with. So.
And then you, after those 2 years, didn't your track go in the unsigned chart? Quite.
It did, which
you
was
got in top 40, didn't you?
Yeah, complete surprise, to be honest. Number 33. I just got an email one day and said, "Here's a link. Go and have a look." So yeah, it was unbelievable, really. We didn't even do anything. It just sort of came from nowhere.
You've stuck some music on the uploader, and it says, there's a quote from your band on the BBC uploader: "If I have to go out there and talk to every single person after a show to show them how much they mean to me, then that's exactly what I'm going to do."
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes.
Does he keep to that? Does Steve keep to that?
Yeah, I do my very best.
Oh, well done.
So, yeah, come and talk to me. If anyone sees me, feel free to come and chat.
He's a very good spokesman. Spokesman.
Yeah. What's the plan for the rest of this year? Are you gigging? Are you recording? Well, are you hiding away?
We just came back off tour from Europe. We went on a little tour around Europe.
Look how he drops that in.
And yeah, we've just been on
Europe.
A tour around Europe. No, and then so we finished that, and then we're coming back. We're just working on recording our new single.
Yeah,
going to just practice for the new year. We're going to be doing gigs, and just look keep up to date on our website, and you'll be able to check everything out.
What is your website?
www.2beatsapart.com.
2beatsapart.com.